A half hour before the usual time to stop work, the capo assembled the entire commando. Roll call. Nobody understood what was going on. A roll call at this hour? Here? Only I knew. The capo made a short speech. An ordinary inmate does not have the right to mix into other people's affairs. One of you does not seem to have understood this point. I shall therefore try to make him understand clearly, once and for all. I felt the sweat running down my back. A7713. I stepped forward. A crate, he ordered. They brought a crate. Lie down on it, on your belly. I obeyed. I no longer felt anything, except the lashes of the whip. One. Two. He was counting. He took his time between lashes. Only the first really hurt. I heard him count. 10. 11. His voice was calm and reached me as through a thick wall. 23. Two more, I thought, half unconscious. The copper was waiting. 24. 25. It was over. I had not realized it, but I had fainted. I came to when they doused me with cold water. I was still lying on the crate. In a blur, I could see the wet ground next to me. Then I heard someone yell. It had to be the capo. I began to distinguish what he was shouting. Stand up! I must have made some movement to get up, but I felt myself fall back on the crate. How I wanted to get up! Stand up! He was yelling even more loudly. If only I could answer him. If only I could tell him that I could not move. But my mouth would not open. At Edek's command, two inmates lifted me and led me to him. Look me in the eye. I looked at him without seeing him. I was thinking of my father. He would be suffering more than I. Listen to me, you son of a swine, said Edek coldly. So much for your curiosity. You shall receive 5 times more if you dare tell anyone what you saw. Understood? I nodded. Once, 10 times, endlessly. As if my head had decided to say yes for all eternity.